So continuing on, a couple more papers and then we'll get to your cases. But this one was really interesting. I read this one. This is really interesting. I don't usually get the advances in anatomic pathology, but evaluation of the breast and axillary lymph node specimens in breast cancer patients treated with neoadjuvant systemic therapy. Really timely, as we're going to talk about in terms of particularly in HER2 positive disease. But I just thought it was really interesting the focus here on the pathologic evaluation after neoadjuvant therapy. Can you talk about that?
Sure. So that was a nice opportunity to work with one of my colleagues, Dr. Stuart Schnitt, who's a very well-known breast pathologist and a pleasure to work with. So when we're making, surgical decision-making in the context of neoadjuvant chemotherapy is really dependent upon the reports that we get from our pathologists. And one of the things, again, when we're pursuing breast conservation after neoadjuvant chemotherapy is, again, the margin status, as well as how much tissue do we need to remove in someone whose tumor has shrunk with neoadjuvant chemotherapy? There's, some disparate opinions out there. Do you need to remove the entire volume of the original tumor, or do you need to remove a smaller amount? How do you decide? I'm personally of the belief that if you're downstaging a tumor with preoperative therapy, that you should then be removing a smaller amount, that you should not be removing the entire tumor volume, because that's the advantage of downstaging, is so that you can remove a smaller amount of tissue. But in order to be confident that you've adequately assessed the response, you need to have an understanding of, pathologically, what does that tumor bed look like? We know that some tumors shrink very concentrically, and so it's very easy to feel confident that you, in taking a smaller volume, that you've adequately assessed the response and that you haven't left disease behind. But some tumors don't shrink concentrically, and they get sort of a stippled appearance or a buckshot appearance, where there still can be residual viable tumor throughout that tumor bed. And if you've taken only a small portion of that, then you may have in fact left disease behind. And so it's important, I think, for the surgeon to not only look at, oh, did I get clear margins or not, but to look at what the pattern of response is as described by your pathologist, to decide if you're comfortable with your resection volume and comfortable that you've got clear margins.